All right, so here's your trivia question for today. In this state, President Obama did not carry a single county. Which state is it?
Wyoming.
Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma.
Down the plains? Or,
yeah. Oklahoma law passed 37-9, an amendment to place the Ten Commandments on the front entrance of the state capitol. Feds in D.C., along with the ACLU, said it was a mistake. It passed. Oklahoma recently passed a law in the state to incarcerate all illegal immigrants and ship them back to where they came from unless they get a green card and become an American citizen. ACLU said it would be a mistake to do it. Oklahoma did it anyway. Recently, they passed a law to include DNA samples for any and all illegals to the Oklahoma database for criminal investigative purposes. Nancy Pelosi said it was unconstitutional. Oklahoma did it anyway. Several weeks ago, Oklahoma passed a law declaring that the state was a sovereign state and not under the federal government directives. They joined Montana, Utah, and Texas as well.
Do you get the feeling that we're headed toward a little 10th Amendment showdown there?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
I mean, I'm really not trying to be alarmist here, but I'm not hearkening back to a certain governor's offhand comment of possible secession or anything close to that. But you just get the feeling that we're so divided right now on a lot of things.
Just this month, the state voted and passed a law that all driver license exams will be printed in English and English only, no other language. They've been called racist for doing this, but the fact is that all of the road signs are in English only. If you want to drive in Oklahoma, got to be able to read English and write it too. So there you are. That's Oklahoma. Pretty interesting.
You know, because I grew up so close to Oklahoma, I mean, we spent quite a bit of time up there when I was a kid. Because we were campers. We would go camping in Oklahoma, and there's a beautiful state park, Beavers Bend State Park, in southeastern Oklahoma, north of Broken Bow, right off Highway 259. And
familiar with the area?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we did like the lake house thing. My family and I did.
Oh, okay.
Did like the lake house rental thing a few years ago, and
my dad spent the last years of his life there in Broken Bow. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. It's a pretty country there.
Yes.
Now, the roads suck, okay?
Absolutely. You know when you cross the red.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the dirty little secret, too, is, I mean, there was a beer store right on the other side of the river. It was very popular at my high school.
Yeah.
So.
And they charge you for every hand of blackjack you play.
Really?
They do.
You have to pay like a fee or something?
Yes, you do. You have to pay like
a
quarter.
So what is it?
It's a quarter.
Oh, it's a quarter? I thought you were going to say it's like a buck.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. All I remember is.
So that's gone regardless. I mean, so you pay that on a per hand basis.
Yep, that's right.
And so even if you bet
$50
and you win that, you're still out a quarter for playing that hand.
They get to keep their whatever it is.
Yeah, different state, different rules.
Well, whatever works, I suppose. All right, here we go. It's 8:14, and Alan Brugman's here this morning from City of Bryan. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Good morning.
What you got for us today?
All right, it's the Thursday before the First Friday.
You're right, it is.
So I would be remiss if I did not mention that First Friday is tomorrow in downtown Bryan.
Because the first Thursday, you always say, you know,
it's tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
Really.
Yeah, it's kind of like a routine here.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. And it actually kind of gets kicked off today, which is kind of a neat thing because the big star of this First Friday is Visigogo from the visualization department there at Texas A&M and also the performance studies department.
Got it.
They have students that have work that is being highlighted in downtown starting today. So they've actually got an art exhibition that's in the old federal building.
Mm-hmm.
It's the current federal building. It's the old post office
right
there
on
26th Street in downtown. And they've got art, photos, printed digital art, 3D media, sculptures, paintings, things like that on display in the federal building. And that actually opens up today at 11 a.m. Completely free. It's a come and go type of thing. It's from 11 to 6 today and then from 11 to 11 on Friday and Saturday. So during First Friday, they'll stay up and late. They'll also stay up and late on Saturday as well. So they got a lot of stuff going on. In addition to that, the thing that they do every year is they have their big screening of some of the students' projects and some of the works. And this is more of a video thing. This is at the Palace, and this is a two-night deal as well. This is Friday and Saturday, and they're going to do that at about 8:30.
Okay.
Of course, everyone knows the Palace.
That was a pretty neat deal. I remember that one from last year. You walked through and got to see a lot of visual representations.
Yeah, I think last year they had the art exhibition, the display. I think they had everything set up in the old furniture building.
Right, exactly.
So this year it's in the federal building and then also at the Palace. So a little bit of a change of venues, but still great work from Visigogo. And this is Visigogo 19. So they've been doing this for a while. We've got a link on our website that sends you to their page. And they've also got a Facebook page that has updates. And they have a little 30-second teaser commercial you can watch as well, kind of get an idea of what you're going to be looking at. The normal First Friday stuff, of course, is going on as well. DBA and their sponsored movie, sponsored by Chicken Express, mm-hmm. which, of course, is new to the downtown area. They'll be showing a movie in the park around dark, which is Kung Fu Panda 2.
Okay.
So you get to see these fighting cartoon pandas. I'll be honest, I've never seen Kung Fu Panda, so I don't know a whole lot about the movie.
Well, that's okay. That's
all right. My daughter's not at the age yet.
Yeah,
you know,
of
where
course.
She's watching. I haven't gotten into this stuff.
I understand.
But this is completely free. Movie's supposed to start about 7:45 in Sail Park. We encourage you to bring chairs, blankets, bring some food down there. If you don't want to bring food, movies with Maddens. Mm-hmm. That means Maddens will be out there with their little truck. So a lot of cool things there as well. We have an event that takes place on Saturday. I call it an event. It's a big deal this year. We're starting summer swim lesson registration. Okay. And I say it's an event because we're passing out free T-shirts to the first 50 folks who come up and sign for swimming lessons.
Okay.
So we start the registration at 10 a.m. at the Bryan Aquatic Center. Summer sessions start June 4th. And then, of course, run all the way through August, right when school starts. So there's five different sessions. We have them all listed on the website. It's $35 for Bryan residents, $45 if you're not a resident of Bryan. And then you also have a $5 discount if you have an additional session for the same person.
Okay.
So if they sign up for two different lessons, you get a $5
deal.
Discount.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And like I said, you do have the prospect of a free T-shirt.
All right. If you're
one
of the
first 50 people.
Cool.
And this is something that's next Saturday, but I want to put it on your radar. They're having our Bryan City Cemetery cleanup event. And this is where folks just volunteer and get together, clean up the areas around the cemetery, the common areas, clean up the grave sites, mm-hmm. get weeds out of there, things like that. And then they kind of make it a big event because they have folks that bring in food. They kind of do a potluck lunch.
Mm-hmm.
City folks will provide dinnerware and drinks and things like that. But if you do want to come and participate in the lunch, we ask that you bring a main course or a side or a dessert or something like that and head out to the cemetery on Saturday, May 12th. And they're going to do that from 9 to 2. So going to do it while it's still cool outside before it gets too hot and beautify that area of our city. So more information on that is on the website as well.
There you go. That's Alan Brugman of the City of Bryan. Comes in to visit with us on Thursdays. Our community interview is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Had cataract or need other vision correction, call today at 776-7564.